Hey everyone, and welcome to your deep dives. Today we're going to be exploring some seriously mind-bending concepts from Panpsychism's Three Dimensions of Now.
Oh, wow.
By David Noel Lynch.
Okay, interesting.
Not the film director.
Right.
David actually has a background in AI.
Okay.
Which I think adds a whole other layer of intrigue to this deep dive.
For sure.
So get ready to challenge everything you thought you knew about time,
right,
the universe, and maybe even free will.
I'm ready.
So what I find so fascinating about this book is that Lynch doesn't just throw out like abstract theories.
Yeah.
He actually weaves these ideas into a really captivating narrative that unfolds kind of like a thought experiment.
Okay.
In a high-level astrophysics class.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So picture yourself, you know, blackboards filled with equations.
I'm picturing it.
Students debating the origins of the universe.
Love it.
I'm there.
Me too.
So what's the central question that sets this whole exploration in motion?
Well, Lynch starts by challenging the conventional model of cyclical cosmology,
okay,
which is the idea that the universe expands and contracts.
Right, like a cosmic heartbeat.
Exactly like a heartbeat.
Yes.
But he questions the source of energy that would be needed to drive these infinite oscillations.
Okay.
He suggests that it would require kind of an impossible power source.
All right, so I'm intrigued already.
Yeah.
So if not a cyclical universe, then what? What's Lynch's alternative?
So he proposes this radical concept called ternary time.
Okay.
The idea that time isn't linear, but rather a trinity of coexisting dimensions. The past, the instant, and the future.
Right.
They're not separate stages, but constantly interacting forces shaping the fabric of reality.
Okay, now this is where I need you to break it down for me.
Sure.
How does Lynch define each of these temporal dimensions?
Well, he describes the past as particle energy moving outward at the speed of light. It's not gone, but still very much present, carrying the echoes of all that has been.
Yeah.
Imagine it as this vast expanding sphere containing all the information of the universe's history.
So the past isn't lost. It's just radiating outwards at the speed of light.
Exactly.
That's a completely different way of thinking about history.
It is.
So what about the future?
Yeah.
Does Lynch see it as fixed, or are we talking multiple possibilities?
He portrays the future as a swirling vortex of potential.
Oh, wow.
With collapsing wave energy pulling inward at the speed of light from a source he calls entropium.
Entropium?
Yeah. And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Because if the future is already exerting this pull on the present,
right,
how much free will do we really have?
Whoa, okay, that's a head spinner.
Yeah.
So we've got the past expanding outwards,
right,
the future pulling inwards.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle of all of this is the instant.
Yes.
How does that fit into this temporal tug of war?
So the instant is where these forces converge.
Okay.
It's the point where the past and future meet.
Right.
And where, according to Lynch, free will comes into play.
Interesting.
He describes it as a singular infinity, a point of infinite potential.
A singular infinity.
Yeah.
That's a powerful concept.
It is.
And I remember Lynch even have a formula for it.
He does.
Minus C, greater than infinity, less than C, plus
yes,
the Noellian axiom, right?
The Noellian axiom.
But what does that cryptic equation actually represent?
So the Noellian axiom is Lynch's way of expressing the singular infinity of the present moment.
Okay.
The C represents the speed of light.
Right.
And the greater than and less than symbols show the past and future converging on infinity.
Okay.
That point of now where everything happens.
Mm.
He calls this point of convergence the interpause.
The interpause.
Yeah.
Oh,
a transition zone where particle energy from the past and wave energy from the future exchange places.
So the interpause is like the central hub of this temporal traffic jam.
Exactly.
And picture particle energy rushing outwards, wave energy rushing inwards. And they collide at this infinitely small point that is somehow also infinitely vast.
You got it. It's a mind-bending concept.
Yeah.
And Lynch goes even further, suggesting that the friction from this energy exchange at the interpause generates what we observe as the cosmic microwave background radiation.
Wait, so instead of the cosmic microwave background being a fading echo of the Big Bang,
right,
Lynch is suggesting it's a constant hum of this temporal energy exchange.
That's right. It's a bold proposition that directly challenges conventional cosmology.
Wow.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
Lynch uses ternary time to address all sorts of cosmological puzzles, including the mystery of dark matter.
Oh, right. The invisible stuff that supposedly makes up a huge chunk of the universe, but we can't detect directly.
Exactly.
That's the one.
What's Lynch's take on that?
He proposes that this missing matter isn't missing at all.
Okay.
But it exists in the temporal dimensions of the past and future.
It's not a matter of spatial dimensions, but rather we're limited by our perception of time.
Okay.
We're like 2D beings trying to comprehend a 3D world.
Right.
We're missing a whole dimension of reality.
Okay, now we're getting into some seriously trippy territory. I can see where Lynch's background in AI comes into play here.
I know, right?
He's using this almost computational approach to reimagine the universe.
Precisely. And this is where the role of AI in this book gets really interesting.
Okay.
Lynch collaborates with an AI called Gemini 1.5 Pro to explore these complex concepts.
So Gemini 1.5 Pro becomes Lynch's partner in crime, helping him delve deeper into the Newellian universe.
More than that,
right.
Gemini acts as a sounding board, challenging Lynch's assumptions and pushing him to refine his ideas.
Gotcha.
They work together to address the tough questions that arise from this radical reinterpretation of time and the universe.
Now, this is where I'm really hooked. Tell me more about how Lynch and Gemini tackle these big cosmological questions using this ternary time model.
So they start applying this ternary time model to some of the biggest mysteries in cosmology.
Okay.
Beginning with the cosmic microwave background.
Okay.
They present a completely different interpretation of what this radiation represents.
I'm all ears. In the Newellian universe,
mm-hmm.
what is the cosmic microwave background if it's not a fading echo of the Big Bang?
They propose that the cosmic microwave background is a constant echo of the energy exchange happening at the interpause,
right,
where the past and future converge.
Yeah.
Instead of a fading relic, it's an ongoing process,
okay,
a signature of this continuous temporal interaction.
So the universe isn't just expanding outwards from a single point in the past.
Right.
It's also being shaped by this inward pull from the future.
Exactly.
That's a radical departure from the standard model.
Absolutely. And it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
They tackle another cosmological puzzle, the cosmic coincidence problem.
Yeah, I've always found that idea a bit unsettling.
Oh, yeah.
This idea that the universe's parameters are just right for us.
Right.
Almost as if it was designed that way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, Lynch and Gemini offer a different perspective.
Okay.
They propose a dynamic balance between two forces, automaton and entropium.
Automaton and entropium.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do these forces fit into the bigger picture of the Newellian universe?
They suggest that dark matter embodies automaton's influence.
Okay.
Acting as a force that holds galaxies together.
Right.
While dark energy reflects entropium's pull,
mm-hmm.
driving the expansion of the universe.
So instead of a static set of parameters,
yeah,
it's this constant cosmic dance between order and chaos.
Exactly. Oh. It's a tug of war that plays out across the universe, shaping its evolution and structure.
Okay.
This even extends to the formation of the basic building blocks of matter.
Now you got me really curious.
Yeah.
How does ternary time explain the abundance of light elements like hydrogen and helium?
Lynch and Gemini suggest that the abundance of these elements is a direct consequence of the ongoing flux at the interpause, where particle and wave energy are constantly interacting.
Mm-hmm.
This continuous exchange, they argue, leads to the creation of these fundamental particles.
So everything from the largest structures in the universe to the smallest particles,
yeah,
is interconnected through this dynamic interplay of past, present, and future.
That's the idea.
It's mind-boggling. But are there any ways to actually test these ideas? It seems like we're dealing with concepts that are beyond our current scientific tools.
That's the big question. Lynch and Gemini acknowledge the challenges of finding empirical evidence for a model that hinges on dimensions beyond our current perception.
Right.
They do suggest some potential avenues for investigation, however.
Like what? What kind of experiments or observations could potentially support the Newellian universe?
Well, they propose looking for subtle anomalies in the cosmic microwave background radiation.
Okay.
Which might reveal patterns or fluctuations consistent with the interpause concept.
Right.
They also suggest exploring the behavior of particles at extremely high energies, where the boundaries between the temporal dimensions might become more apparent.
So it's more about opening up new lines of inquiry rather than providing definitive proof.
For now, yes. The Newellian universe is more of a framework, a new way of looking at the cosmos that challenges our assumptions about time, space, and reality.
It certainly provides a lot of food for thought.
It does.
This idea that we might just be scratching the surface of understanding the true nature of the universe is both exhilarating and a bit daunting.
And this is where the collaboration between Lynch and the AI Gemini 1.5 Pro becomes even more intriguing.
Okay.
It's almost as if they're using the AI as a tool to see beyond the limitations of human perception to explore these uncharted territories of the cosmos.
It makes you wonder what other mysteries we might unravel if we could truly harness the power of AI to push the boundaries of scientific understanding.
And that brings us to one of the most profound and perhaps unsettling implications of the Noelian universe.
Okay.
Its implications for free will.
Right. If the past and future are not separate from the present, but coexisting dimensions influencing each other.
Right.
Where does free will fit in? Does it even exist in this model?
That's the question Lynch and Gemini leave us grappling with. If our choices in the present are shaped by both the past and the future, how much agency do we truly have?
Whoa, that's a deep rabbit hole to go down.
I mean,
if the future is already exerting a pull on us, does that mean our choices are predetermined?
It's not necessarily about predetermination. Remember, Lynch describes the future as a realm of potential.
Right.
So maybe it's more about a constant negotiation between the influences of the past and the possibilities of the future.
Okay.
And our choices in the present are where that negotiation takes place.
Okay. I think I need a moment to process all of this. It's like everything I thought I knew about time and the universe is being turned upside down.
I know. It's a lot to take in.
But in a good way,
I think. Yeah. For sure.
So far, this deep dive has taken us from challenging the Big Bang Theory to rethinking the nature of time itself, all through the lens of this fascinating Noelian universe.
Yeah.
What happens next in this exploration? Does Lynch try to share these radical ideas with the scientific community?
That's where the real test begins. They decide to present their findings at a prestigious physics conference.
Oh, wow.
A gathering of some of the most brilliant minds in the field.
Talk about entering the lion's den. I can only imagine the kind of reception they received from the established scientific community.
Right.
Were they embraced as visionaries or dismissed as heretics?
Let's just say it was a mixed bag and leave it at that for now. We will discuss the details of what happened at the conference in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, listeners, we will be back shortly to finish up this fascinating deep dive into the Noelian universe. Stay tuned. Welcome back to your deep dive. So last time we left David Noel Lynch and his AI partner, Gemini 1.5 Pro, ready to present their radical Noelian universe model to the world at this prestigious physics conference.
Yeah, a room full of some of the sharpest minds in cosmology.
I can only imagine the tension in that room.
Yeah.
You know, here they are challenging the very foundations of how we understand the universe in front of a crowd of experts who've dedicated their lives to these established models.
Right.
So how did it go? Did they manage to get their ideas across?
Well, they presented their findings, laying out, you know, the concepts of ternary time, the inner pause,
right,
the implications for everything from the cosmic microwave background to the nature of dark matter and dark energy.
Yeah.
You know, they were suggesting that the past and the future are not separate from the present,
right,
but coexisting dimensions constantly interacting and influencing each other.
That's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is.
Even for seasoned physicists.
Yeah.
So what was the initial reaction from the audience? Was there any, you know, sparks of interest, or was it just pure skepticism?
I mean, it was a mix of both, as you might expect.
Yeah.
Some in the audience were really intrigued by the elegance of the Noelian model.
Okay.
And its potential to address some of these long-standing mysteries of cosmology.
Right.
You know, they saw it as a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
A new way of looking at the universe that could lead to new discoveries.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
So there were at least a few open minds in the crowd willing to entertain these radical ideas.
There were.
But I imagine there was also a fair amount of pushback.
Oh, yeah.
What were the main criticisms leveled against Lynch and Gemini's model?
Well, a lot of physicists raised concerns about the lack of empirical evidence to support the Noelian universe.
Right.
I mean, remember, this model hinges on the concept of temporal dimensions beyond our current perception, which makes it incredibly difficult to test with our current, you know, scientific instruments and methods.
That's a valid point.
It is.
It's one thing to propose a new theory, but it's quite another to provide concrete evidence to support it.
Right.
So did Lynch and Gemini have any counter arguments to this criticism?
They did. They acknowledged the challenges of proving their model empirically.
Okay.
But they pointed out that every revolutionary scientific idea starts as a theoretical framework. They argued that the Noelian universe, while currently lacking direct observational evidence, offers a coherent and compelling explanation for a wide range of cosmological phenomena that the standard model struggles to account for.
So they're basically saying, give us time. This is a new way of looking at things, and it might take a while to develop the tools and methods needed to test it rigorously.
Exactly. And they also emphasize that the Noelian model doesn't completely invalidate the standard model.
Right.
It's more about expanding our understanding,
okay,
adding a new layer of complexity to the picture.
That makes sense. It's not about throwing out everything we know,
right,
but rather building upon it,
yeah,
integrating new ideas and perspectives.
Exactly.
So where did things stand at the end of the conference? Did Lynch and Gemini manage to sway any opinions?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they leave feeling like their ideas had fallen on deaf ears?
The book ends on a note of ambiguity.
Oh, really?
You know, Lynch and Gemini walk away from the conference knowing they've planted a seed.
Right.
Some minds were opened, some mm-hmm. remained closed.
Of course.
But they sparked a conversation.
Right.
Introduced a new way of thinking about the universe.
Mm.
And that in itself is a significant achievement.
That's a fitting ending, really.
Yeah.
You know, it reflects the nature of scientific progress.
It does.
New ideas often face resistance, especially when they challenge long-held beliefs.
For sure.
It takes time for those ideas to be, you know, debated, tested, refined.
Right.
And ultimately accepted or rejected by the scientific community.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of it.
It is.
Science is a constantly evolving process driven by curiosity, skepticism, and the relentless pursuit of knowledge.
Absolutely.
Well, this deep dive into the Noelian universe has been quite a journey.
It has.
We've explored some truly mind-bending concepts from ternary time to the inner pause and challenged our understanding of the cosmos.
We have.
But perhaps the most intriguing aspect of this exploration is the question it raises about our own place in the universe.
Yeah, I agree.
If the past and future are not separate entities, but rather coexisting dimensions shaping the present,
right,
then our choices, our actions, take on a whole new significance.
Absolutely.
We're not merely passive observers, but active participants in the ongoing evolution of the universe.
We are all part of it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we leave you, our listener, with this thought-provoking question.
Okay.
If the Noelian universe is even partially correct,
mm-hmm.
what does it mean for your understanding of reality?
Yeah.
Your purpose and the choices you make in this very moment?
It's a question worth pondering. It challenges us to think beyond the limitations of our current perception.
Yeah.
And embrace the possibility that the universe is far more complex, interconnected, and full of wonder than we can possibly imagine.
It really is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah.